Today's News at Noon is sponsored by TC Autoworks, keeping you on the road with vehicle sales and service, and by Strang Heating and Electric, serving Southwest Wisconsin for over 100 years. They are your total contractor for sales, installation, and service. It is 50 degrees at 12 o'clock.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump addressing the nation in the White House briefing room, saying of last night's collision over Washington.
I speak to you this morning in an hour of anguish for a nation.
Reagan National Airport is back open. It had been shut down following the crash when a Black Hawk helicopter hit an American Airlines regional jet, killing all of those in both aircraft, 67 people in all. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says the crew on board the chopper was experienced and had night vision goggles. They were on an annual proficiency training flight when the crash happened. As for the cause,
we anticipate that the investigation will quickly be able to determine whether the aircraft was in the corridor and at the right altitude at the time of the incident.
It's been confirmed some of those people on board the plane were part of the U.S. figure skating team. They were competing in Wichita last weekend. That's where the plane and the flight had originated. This is ABC News. A significant number of Americans on board with the idea that churches should not be a sanctuary for people in the country illegally. Here's ABC's Jim Ryan.
An AP North Center poll finds that 18% of respondents strongly or somewhat favor the arrest of undocumented immigrants in churches or schools. Adolfo Tejas of the Texas State Republican Executive Committee is among them.
If they agree to enter this country without the proper documentation, then they're also going to break any other laws.
64% of those taking the same survey said they are strongly or somewhat opposed to immigration arrests in sensitive areas. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
High in the sky, the two astronauts stuck on board the International Space Station are taking their first spacewalk together. Sonny Williams and Butch Wilmore out to do some maintenance. They had to stay months longer than planned on the ISS after trouble showed up in the experimental capsule that took them up. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
TC AutoWorks is your one-stop vehicle experts. From routine maintenance to complex repairs or your next vehicle purchase, you can trust the team at TC AutoWorks for all your automotive needs. TC AutoWorks is your steering and suspension specialist. From tires, shocks, suspension parts to steering components, TC AutoWorks is now offering financing on repairs over with qualifying credit. See dealer for details. TC AutoWorks, Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Simpson's Tractor, Center Pharmacy, Cardinal Glass CG, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, BL Signs, Kickapoo Creekside, PMI Windows, Prem Meats, Allied Ready Mix, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating and Electric, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, Southwest Tech, Village Family Dental, Driftless Area Group, Dairy Hardware, Richland Family Prescription Center, and Court and Main Furniture and Mattress.
Good afternoon. It is mostly sunny and 50 degrees at 12:05. Look for partly sunny conditions with record highs expected today with a high of 52, winds south-southwest 7 to 15. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight with a low of 31, and mostly cloudy in the morning tomorrow, then some sun later. Not as warm with a high of 42. Once again, currently in Richland Center with mostly sunny skies, our temperature is 50 degrees.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
Driftless Area Group is truly a special company. Why? Not only do we house four completely unique businesses under one roof, but we also have unparalleled customer service, rates, and knowledge of the industry. Real estate, land surveying, insurance, and interior design is what we specialize in, and it is what we have been passionate about since day one. This is truly what makes us special. Give Driftless Area Group a call at 647-9050 or stop by our office located at 27128 Highway 14 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found new life. Kickapoo Creekside is one of Wisconsin's newest supper clubs. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and the perfect old-fashioned, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Kickapoo Creekside, 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
Now is a good time to reflect on your pharmacy needs. If you're thinking about switching, the place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists do whatever it takes to help you. They're never too busy to answer questions. Their goal is to be your primary source of healthcare information. With everyone watching every penny, they know it's dangerous and unhealthy not to take your medicine as prescribed by your doctor. They've always matched any price and honor any prescription program. They also work with you and your doctor to find less expensive medications. And the Richland Family Prescription Center features free in-town delivery and free mailing. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Today is Thursday, January 30th. Good afternoon for WRCO News. Sitting in for Joanne Krulatz, I'm Tim Thied. A student responsible for a threat to the Wisconsin Heights School District may face charges. On Friday, school was canceled for Wisconsin Heights students in Mazamani out of what authorities call an abundance of caution after a potential threat. At the time, they said the system worked exactly as it should have. Someone reported a potential threat right to the sheriff's office, and they got to the Office of School Safety involved. Deputies investigated and found the threat was not credible, but now they're referring a high school student to the district attorney's office for a charge of disorderly conduct, quote, for their role in creating unnecessary alarm. A reminder, the Speak Up, Speak Out line is always open, and you can submit tips online via text or you can call. Republican state lawmakers have introduced legislation to eliminate taxes on tips for service workers in Wisconsin. The legislation mirrors a campaign promise from President Donald Trump to eliminate taxes on tips at a federal level. The legislation was introduced by State Representative Ron Tussler and State Senator Andre Jock on Monday. The bill would apply to taxable years beginning after December 31, 2024. Former Vice President Kamala Harris proposed a similar measure during her presidential campaign. Democratic lawmakers and nonprofits spoke out the loudest after the Trump administration sent a memo instructing federal agencies to pause payments on grants and loans. More than 20 states filed a lawsuit, and Wisconsin was one of the plaintiffs. The pause on payments would impact all kinds of agencies and programs, anything from law enforcement to Head Start. Yesterday, the White House confirmed to outlets that it was rescinding the memo, yet after that report said the administration administration still intended to carry out the funding freeze. Governments and agencies have whiplashed the last 2 days, trying to figure out what's next. Governor Tony Evers calls it a disaster from the get-go. How do Wisconsin business leaders feel about tariffs and immigration? Lisa Hale has the answer.
86% of Wisconsin business leaders support President Donald Trump's plan to impose tariffs on goods imported from China. As for the tariffs on imports from Canada and Mexico, only 44% of those surveyed support the 25% tariffs. And when asked how increasing tariffs would impact their businesses, 50% said it would have a negative effect. 26% said it would be positive, while 24% said it would have no impact. This same survey from WMC shows Wisconsin business leaders want to see immigration reform, with 89% saying the plan should start with securing the U.S. southern border. The respondents didn't want a complete stoppage of immigration. They overwhelmingly supported updating the nation's guest worker program to include increasing the number of visas for specialized workers and adding new visa options for high-demand workers to address Wisconsin's labor shortage.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. testified on Wednesday before the U.S. Senate's Committee on Finance, which will decide whether to advance his nomination to lead the Department of Health and Human Services. Outside the Capitol, Wisconsin Democrat Tammy Baldwin said Kennedy is not the right person for the job, citing the nominee's history of promoting anti-vaccine conspiracy theories. Baldwin said the head of the HHS must believe in science to keep people healthy and believe the experts, not conspiracy theories. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. does not meet that very simple requirement. Kennedy said during the hearing that he is not anti-vax. Baldwin does not serve on the Finance Committee. However, Wisconsin's Republican Senator Ron Johnson is a member. Johnson said he's gotten nowhere in requests to HHS. Johnson asked Kennedy whether he'll honor information requests from Congress and make HHS transparent. Kennedy said his approach to head the agency will be radical transparency. Johnson drew applause in the hearing chamber when he thanked Kennedy for wanting to serve. President Donald Trump is ordering U.S. schools to stop teaching what he views as critical race theory and other material dealings with race and sexuality or risk losing their federal money. A separate plan announced yesterday calls for aggressive action to fight anti-Semitism on college campuses, promising to prosecute offenders and revoke student visas for international students found to be Hamas sympathizers. Both plans were outlined in executive orders to be signed by Trump yesterday. The measures seek to fulfill some of the Republican president's core campaign promises around education, though it's unclear how much power he has to enact the proposals. Governor Tony Evers has clean water on his mind. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
Governor Tony Evers is lowering the threshold for lead poisoning. He approved a new emergency rule from the Department of Health Services that drops the threshold from 5 micrograms per deciliter to 3.5 micrograms per deciliter. That brings the standards in Wisconsin closer to recommendations from the CDC. It means more children exposed to lead will be eligible for services. Just last week, a Milwaukee student tested positive for lead poisoning, and health officials believe they were exposed at school. No level of lead is considered safe for kids. Evers also allocated $5 million in federal funding toward lead and PFAS abatement efforts in well water. Since 2022, 684 wells have been decontaminated, rebuilt, or closed under that program. His next budget also includes $6.2 million to go toward lead and PFAS removal efforts.
We're in the middle of a January thaw. We don't often see these temperatures at this time of year. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot explains how it all leads back to climate change.
As temperatures soar to feeling like spring today, records will be shattered statewide. Hitting highs in the 50s at the end of January is about 30 degrees above normal. So it's no surprise to hear that our Wisconsin winters have been getting shorter and shorter. A recent study says we're losing an average of 14 days of winter conditions each decade since 1995. And this is all due to rising air temperatures and climate change.
WRCO News Time is 12:15. WRCO News will continue right after this with this week's Richland County History Moment.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Good oral health leads to better overall health. Brush twice a day, floss regularly, and don't forget to see your dentist. At Village Family Dental, we have a full-time certified orthodontist ready to care for your smile. Schedule your appointment today for a regular checkup, cleaning, or a free orthodontic exam. Prevent bacteria from entering your bloodstream and causing other health issues. Keep your mouth healthy with Village Family Dental and Orthodontics in Spring Green. Call now to make an appointment. Your health starts with your smile.
Prem Meats, located in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac, is the go-to spot for premium meats at unbeatable prices. Known for their top-quality beef, pork, chicken, and seafood, everything is crafted with care using perfected family recipes. They also offer fresh take-and-bake pizzas, perfect for a quick and delicious meal. For hunters, Prem Meats specializes in turning venison into mouth-watering snacks. Prem Meats and Catering, where quality meets affordability and flavor always comes first. Stop by Highway 14 Spring Green today.
Hi, this is Kendra, Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Here at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, we want to make the transition as easy as possible. Whether you are moving into assisted living, downsizing, or looking for a change, we got it. We are willing to work around your schedule. We offer delivery, setup, and disposal. We carry a variety of comfortable and functional pieces to fit everyone's needs, such as lift chairs, adjustable beds, and more. Stop into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet to make your transition easier. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 to noon.
Right now in Richland Center, it is mostly sunny, and we have officially broken our record high set back in 1988. Our current temperature is 52 degrees. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Kent Theed.
Richland Center Incorporated as a village first meets February 1st, 1867. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to usgenweb.info, Chapter 29, under the heading Village Government, in September of 1866, a movement was put forth to secure the incorporation of Richland Center. It was a village that they were desiring under the state statutes, and was so incorporated in October of that same year. The first meeting of the trustees of the newly organized village was first held February 1st, 1867. It took place in the room of D.L. Downs' store. The officers who were present were as follows: D.L. Downs, President, D.E. Pease, G.H. James, C. Wagner, John Fitzgerald, C.H. Smith, and L.D. Gage, all trustees. The organization of the board took place and after appointed a committee consisting of D.L. Downs, L.D. Gage, and C.H. Smith to draft bylaws and to make a design for the village seal. The first ordinance passed by this august body was one for the prevention and the extinguishment of conflagrations in the village. What are conflagrations? That would be an extensive fire that destroys a great deal of land or property. Preceding this information was the creation of an artesian well in the village. What is an artesian well, you ask? An artesian well is well brings groundwater to the surface without pumping because it's under pressure within a body of rock or sediment known as an aquifer. An aquifer is a body of permeable rock which can contain or transmit groundwater. The village board, as early as 1875, agitated the question of boring an artesian well for the purpose of increasing facilities for extinguishing fires and for the supplying of good water generally. But nothing definite was reached until February of 1876, when a contract was entered into by them with Maurice O'Connor and Daniel Canfield of Varango, Pennsylvania, when they engaged to drill a well on Lot 3 in Block 8. The said well to be tubed into an entire length, which was not to exceed 1,000 feet. And the price agreed upon and put forth in this contract was $3 per foot. These gentlemen at once set to work and soon had a hole in the ground. But when they reached the depth of 744 feet, the drill encountered igneous rock in the form of granite. And knowing that no water veins existed in that matter, that was given up for the time. Water was reached long before that depth had been attained, but no flow. The well now stands with water in it up to a few feet from the surface, and a project on foot put forth is a system of waterworks, having for a base of supply the artesian well, as the supply of water is inexhaustible. One or two things about the attempt made in the county to get a flowing well with that like result. Listen next week for a history of Richland County covering Richland Center's Death by Chocolate.
Today's History Moment is a service of the Richland County Historical Society. Members of the Historical Society enjoy reminiscing with the Achy Breaky newsletter. A strong membership base keeps the Historical Society viable and active by promoting the study and appreciation of local history, the sponsorship of programs devoted to local history, and the maintenance and access to the Achy School Museum. A perfect gift for your sweetheart this month is a membership to the Richland County Historical Society. Annual memberships are just $10 for an individual or family, $20 for a business, or $100 for a lifetime individual or family membership. Memberships can be mailed to Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, apartment number 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. You can also learn more at richlandcountyhistoricalsociety.weebly.com.
There will be an event held this weekend at the Brewer Public Library in Richland Center that will get children involved in reading with help from their parents. Stacy Pilla is the library director at Brewer Public Library.
On Saturday, February 1st, we would like to invite families with children ages 0 to 5, including kindergartners in Richland County, to come to the Brewer Public Library and join us for a fun and exciting adventure. And that adventure is a program called 1,000 Books Before Kindergarten, in which parents and caregivers will actually read 1,000 books with their child before they start kindergarten. That's the goal. But this event won't just involve signing up for the program. You'll have the opportunity to engage with all the fun activities from PBS Kids, as well as have your child sign up for their first library card if they don't already have one, and to attend one of our wonderful story times and get acquainted with our weekly story times and keep coming back each week, we hope.
The 1,000 Books Before Kindergarten Challenge is in conjunction with CISA 3 of Fenimore and PBS Kids. Jamie Hoekstra Collins is from PBS Kids.
I think most people think of PBS Kids as a series of shows and digital games. And so I travel around the state helping educators, librarians, and family resource specialists understand that we have a whole collection of multimedia resources. Oftentimes they're in English and in Spanish, and families can download and print different activities and materials. So I think there is just so much more within our digital collection than children and families might realize.
PBS Kids will assist participants on making the reading challenge easier for all who participate.
I think it can sound intimidating when you think about 1,000 books before kindergarten. That's incredible, right? But we can think about how often we read the same book over and over to our child in terms of a traditional book, and the different digital stories that are available on PBS Kids and PBS Learning Media. So there's a great variety of literacy information that supports families in their child's literacy development. And we'll be sharing those on February 1st at the Brewer Public Library in Richland Center with you.
Stacy Pillas says that the star of the event will be part of the activities being held.
Daniel Tiger will be the star of the show. We will have a scavenger hunt in the children's room. Children can walk around the library, get acquainted with the library itself, and search for Daniel Tiger to see how many they can find. And there will be photo ops with Daniel Tiger and other PBS Kids characters, in addition to the activities that PBS will bring.
Parents and children ages 0 to 5, including all kindergartners in Richland County, are invited to 1,000 Books Before Kindergarten this Saturday from 10 until 1 at the Brewer Public Library in Richland Center. Older siblings are also welcome. The deadline is fast approaching to be considered to serve as the 78th Allison Dairyland. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection invites individuals with a passion for promoting agriculture to apply by tomorrow. Allison Dairyland is one of the most widely recognized marketing communications professionals in Wisconsin agriculture, traveling to promote Wisconsin's agricultural industry and its impact on the state economy. Allison Dairyland serves as a full-time spokesperson, cultivating relationships with television, radio, and print media outlets throughout the state, writes and delivers speeches at events, and uses social media to tell the stories of Wisconsin agriculture. This one-year full-time contractual position starts July 7th. The position comes with an annual salary of $45,000 and includes holiday, vacation, and sick leave, and the use of a vehicle while on official business. Reimbursement is provided for an individual health insurance premium up to $450 a month and professional travel expenses. Allison Dairyland applicants must also be female, Wisconsin residents, and at least 21 years old. To apply, provide a cover letter, completed application form, resume, and contact information for 3 professional references to DATCP Alice@wisconsin.gov by 4:30 tomorrow. Application materials are available on the Allison Dairyland website. It's not too late to send a Valentine to a veteran. The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is asking you to help show veterans how much you appreciate their service and sacrifice by sending Valentine's Day cards. The cards will be hand-delivered by staff to the veterans' loved ones and Gold Star families residing in veterans' facilities. However, to ensure your card makes it in on time, it needs to be mailed by tomorrow. Cards may be sent to Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, Attention Veteran Valentines, P.O. Box 7843, Madison, Wisconsin, 53707-7843. Please do not include candy, food, or snacks with cards due to allergies or dietary restrictions. And the Wisconsin Department of Trade and Consumer Protection invites homeowners and renters to sign up for 2025 growing season notices in the Landscape Pesticide Registry through February 1st. Registrants receive advance notice from commercial lawn care companies that apply pesticides to lawns, trees, and shrubs on nearby property. Members of the public can submit addresses that they want to receive notifications for that are located on their block or adjacent blocks. There is no cost to register. Those wishing to be notified of pesticide application must re-register every year. To register online or submit paper applications by mail, visit datacp.wi.gov/pages/programs_services/land-pest-reg.aspx. The Landscape Pesticide Registry will start March 15th when pesticide applicators are required to notify registrants at least 12 hours in advance of treating nearby properties. The registry applies only to commercial landscape applications. The registry does not apply to homeowners or landlords who do their own pesticide applications. Pesticide applications to the inside of, or outside of the buildings, including around a workplace, school, or daycare center, or pesticide use in agriculture. And today's winner of $25 in the Crime Stoppers calendar raffle is Liz Deidelhoff on ticket number 138. WRCO News time is 12:30. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
Simpsons Tractor in Richland Center wants to say a big thank you to all of their customers with Customer Appreciation Days, February 17th through the 22nd. It'll be the perfect time to stock up and save. Get 20% off all parts during the entire event. And what's a celebration without some delicious food? Stop in and enjoy mouth-watering barbecue pork sandwiches from Richland Locker, available for all customers. So whether you're gearing up for spring work or just stopping by for the food and the deals, Simpsons Tractor has you covered. So mark your calendar. Join the fun during Customer Appreciation Days, February 17th through February 22nd at Simpsons Tractor in Richland Center. Great deals, great food, and heartfelt thanks. Don't miss it. See you there.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Robert E. Booher, 83 of rural Viola, died Sunday at home. A celebration of life will be held tomorrow at 1:30 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Burial will follow in the Viola Cemetery. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home tomorrow from noon until the time of service at 1:30. Robert Booher is survived by 4 children, Daryl Booher of Viola, Corinne Booher of Waukesha, Alan Booher of Viola, and Cheryl Booher of Chicago, Illinois. 6 grandchildren, 3 great-grandchildren, other relatives and friends. Robert E. Booher, 83, of rural Viola. David O. Martin, 93, of rural Muscadet, died January 22nd at home. A celebration of life will be held in the spring. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be directed to the Southwest Technical College Foundation or the Three Eagles Foundation. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. David O. Martin is survived by 3 children, Susan and Chris Reedy, Tom and Chris Martin, and Ellen and Paul Yanni. 2 stepchildren, Mari and Darius Palmer, and Rhonda and Tom Neuhauser. 7 grandchildren, 2 step-grandchildren, 4 great-grandchildren, extended family and friends. David O. Martin, 93, of rural Muscadet. Marty Brewer, 77, of Richland Center, died January 16th at Meritor Hospital in Madison from complications due to his battle with lung cancer. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 1 to 3:30 at the Pratt Community Hall in Richland Center, with a time of sharing to be held at 3:30. In lieu of flowers or donations, the family requests that you play a round of golf this summer and think of Marty when you do. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Marty Brewer is survived by his wife of 34 years, Connie, 3 children, Jennifer, Melissa, and Zach, 2 stepchildren, Jason and Emily, 8 grandchildren, 1 great-grandchild, and his brother, Will. Marty Brewer, 77, of Richland Center. Wilma M. Rounds, 95, of Boscobel, died January 18th. A funeral service will be held at 2, Sunday, at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Boscobel Cemetery. Friends may call at the funeral home Saturday from 4 until 7, and again on Sunday from 11 until the time of service at 2. In lieu of flowers, donations to the Boscobel Cemetery Association or the Boscobel Rescue Squad are appreciated. Wilma Rounds is survived by 5 children, Bernice and David Dombeck, Bernard and Patricia Rounds, Marlene Cornwell, Carol Swenson, and John and Lisa Rounds. 18 grandchildren, 28 great-grandchildren, 6 great-great-grandchildren, siblings Lena Tainter, Irene Cudney, Alma Schleicher, John Sander, Mary and Frances Walters, James Sander, and Emily and James Jeglum. Sister-in-law, Teresa Sander and Phyllis Sander. Wilma M. Rounds, 95, of Boscobel. Diane Marie Teach, 71, of Gotham, died Tuesday at the Richland Hospital. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet Friday, February 7th, from 3 until 5. A gathering will follow at Wolfie's Irish Inn in Muscadet. A private family burial will be held in the Dawson Cemetery in the spring. Diane Teach is survived by 2 children, Jimmy and Sativa Self of Ithaca, Jackie Noyes of Madison, 11 grandchildren, many great-grandchildren, significant other, Stephen A.J. Foyt of Gotham, sister Patricia and Kevin Makovic of Yuba, stepsisters Patty Castor of Mongolia, Texas, Karen Katcher of Oregon, and Terry Bone Brenham of Watertown. Many other relatives and friends. Diane Marie Teach, 71, of Gotham.
BL Signs, located near Richland Center, is a full-service sign design and construction company dedicated to crafting all types of interior and exterior signage. Known for high-quality custom work, BL Signs offers competitive pricing and reliable on-time delivery. From electronic message centers to interior door signs, they handle it all, tailoring solutions for large and small businesses and everything in between. For all your signage needs, trust the experts at BL Signs, 647-0149 today.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has achieved the prestigious 5-star rating from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. This rating is the highest possible and places RAMC among the elite. Only 8% of hospitals nationwide received this distinction. The 5-star rating is based on 46 quality measures, including safety of care, patient experience, timely and effective care, and more. 5 stars indicates exceptional and consistent quality care right here in Reedsburg. RAMC Health.com.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
Congratulations to area couples celebrating wedding anniversaries today. And celebrating an anniversary today is Marty and Lisa Pingle. Best wishes from your friends at Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide.
Hope you're having a great Thursday, everybody. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, it certainly is a nice late January day across the region, although we're seeing clouds starting to move in from the south thanks to a large storm system in the southern Mississippi Valley. Rain from that is spreading up through Missouri and southern Illinois as of late morning and should make it all the way up to extreme northern Illinois by this evening. Looks like most of that will just slide off to the southeast of us through tomorrow, and we'll be left with just some cloud cover and northeast winds to pull in some colder air for tomorrow, but still above normal. We are anticipating another weather system to push across the northern plains Saturday. Should spread some snow into Minnesota and then northwest Wisconsin by late Saturday afternoon, sweeping across the rest of the northern half of the state Saturday night. Several inches expected in that part of the state around here, just a chance of some patchy light snow or mixed precipitation. And that chance of scattered activity will continue on Sunday, although Sunday will be warmer. As we go into early next week, another shot of polar air coming in will make it feel much cooler. Temperatures now for the rest of today should reach the low 50s, getting up around record territory. Partly sunny skies, south to southwest winds 7 to 15. Tonight, partly or mostly cloudy, low at 31 degrees. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy in the morning, then some sunshine later. Not as warm with a high of 42. North and northeast winds 7 to 15. Friday night, partly cloudy, low at 21. On Saturday, mostly cloudy and breezy with a 30% chance of light rain and snow showers in the evening. High temperature about 36. Going into Sunday, cloudy and warmer with scattered drizzle. High temperature 48. There is a 50% chance of snow showers by late evening, maybe a small coating. Monday, mostly cloudy, breezy and cooler. A few flurries are possible. High 28. And Tuesday, looking for mostly cloudy skies. Chance of light snow by night. Small accumulations possible. High 22. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it's mostly sunny and our temperature keeps rising. The Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer says it's up to 55 degrees now, which is a new record. Yesterday's high was 42 and our morning low was 14 this morning. And as I mentioned, we broke a record today. The old record was set back in 1988 with 51 degrees, and we just shattered that record with a current temperature of 55 degrees. And our record low set back in 1951, it was 46 below. Last year's high was 40 with a low of 35. Sunset will take place tonight at 5:11, and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:19. Winds are out of the northeast at 6 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.72, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 55 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Sticker shock at the grocery store. Why food prices are so high. Today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
A farm can be a great place to raise a family, but it can also be a dangerous place for children. Kids can learn a lot about work and responsibility, but you have to use good judgment when assigning tasks. It's best to wait if you're not certain a child is up to the task. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Earlier this month, I did a show about the slowing inflation rate for food in the U.S. Today, we dig into why those food costs have risen. Dawn Thilmany is a professor of agricultural and resource economics at Colorado State University.
People might not know this, but about 50% of the cost of food that we eat is labor in some way, shape, or form. And as a country, we've actually made some commitments to really raise wages for a large set of our workers. And since 50% of our food cost is labor, that's going to end up trickling through to our food cost as well. So most people would think that plays out well, because if we're all making more money, we can spend more money on food. But of course, that hasn't been even across the economy.
Besides labor costs, Thilmany says.
But there's a couple other things, too. Those supply chain disruptions also affected energy costs, which are big for agriculture. We also have seen some weird versions of disease outbreaks that really have affected a couple of sectors.
While we can complain about grocery bills and restaurant meal costs, Thilmany says we might consider being thankful that we have adequate food supplies available in this country. She'll be back tomorrow to explain further. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO is sponsored in part by Harchi Lumber, serving you with all of your building and remodeling needs, from windows and doors to steel siding and roofing designs and more. All from Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Reedsburg and Laval.
What do political tensions with Colombia mean for U.S. agriculture? I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. First, it's been a year since the U.S. cattle industry has had an official look at its total inventory. Brownfield's Megan Grebner has a preview of Friday's report.
The January cattle inventory report from the USDA will be the first time in a year that the industry has had official data that will help determine if the nation's cattle herd is growing. Livestock economist Kenny Burdine says there are three specific things he's looking for in the report. He says his first stop is the total beef cow numbers. From there,
heifer retention, because I've not seen that number since January of 2024. And I want to see what beef heifers held for beef cow replacement looks like.
Burdine says he still doesn't expect to see any widespread expansion in the cattle herd.
The first half of 2024, I would have probably said that I looked for beef cow numbers to be down 1 to 1.5%. When the numbers come out for January 1 of this year, I still think they'll be down, but I think it'll be probably something a bit under 1%.
I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
An ag economist says he's keeping a close eye on tensions between the U.S. and Colombia. University of Missouri's Ben Brown says Colombia is a major importer of U.S. ethanol.
Ethanol trade with Colombia is a growing industry, and we've seen some recent kind of movement, I think, on that front the last couple of years with the Colombia government willing to buy U.S.-based ethanol products.
He tells Brownfield Colombia is one of the United States' biggest trading partners in Latin America. Brown spoke during the most recent weekly commodity market update. A marketing advisor has concerns about the future of new and expanded soybean crushing facilities. John Heinberg with Total Farm Marketing tells Brownfield demand for soybean oil to make renewable biodiesel has struggled.
right now, the picture is very cloudy in terms of the biofuel side. First off, with the Biden administration really kind of drug its feet, getting out that 45Z plan. They basically waited till, 5 days, 10 days before the inauguration.
Heinberg says the 45Z guidelines earlier this month did help fire up the soybean oil and soybean market a little. However, there are now questions about how President Trump's executive order to freeze some Biden-era policies could impact the market moving forward. Heinberg says it will be difficult to expand soybean crushing capacity until the industry gets some direction from the Trump administration. A federal circuit court ruled that AGCO has defeated John Deere's appeal of a Delaware jury verdict in a patent infringement case. In a statement, AGCO officials said Deere's appeal involved Precision Planting's speed tube product, a high-speed planting system. Deere claimed AGCO infringed on their intellectual property, but the arguments were rejected by the federal court. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Petco Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo-matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at PetcoLoveLost.org. Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit LLS.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in Southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Direct cash cattle business is picking up and cash hawks are quiet at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. There's some light direct cash cattle trade underway. The expectation was for business to push higher again this week, and it did not disappoint. Live deals in the South are starting off at $208. That's $6 to $7 higher than the previous week's weighted averages. Asking prices have been at $210 plus live. Trade is yet to develop in the north, but bids have surfaced at $330 stressed. Boxed beef is lower and sharply lower at midday on light demand for moderate offerings. Choice down $1.68 at $328.86. Select is $4.23 lower at $316.44. At the Bassett Livestock Auction in Nebraska, compared to 2 weeks ago, feeder steers 500 to 800 pounds or $3 to $8 higher. Comparable heifer offerings at 500 pounds or $10 higher. Heifer 600 to 650 pounds or $5 to $14 higher. The USDA says demand was good with several buyers in-house and online. Feeder supplies, 56% steers. Medium and large one feeder steers, 602 to 644 pounds, brought 339 to 355.25. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 651 to 698 pounds, brought 292 to 315.50. Cash hogs were not reported at midday with a handful of negotiated purchases. After the solid start to the week's business, the market has tempered a bit. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market has been strong, pushing processors to be more aggressive in their procurement efforts. The industry is monitoring the talks about tariffs on Mexico, Canada, and China, which could go into effect as early as Saturday. That would likely cause some disruption to demand. Supplies of market-ready hogs are ample, which is good news as the slaughter pace has been pushing higher. The five-day rolling average for bears and gilts at the National Daily Direct is $83. At the Iowa, Minnesota, and the Western Corn Belt, it's at $83.34. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are a dollar higher at $58. And pork values were weak at midday, down 12 cents at $93.19. Bellies moved sharply lower. Ribs and hams were also lower, while butts, picnics, and loins were all higher. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
Have you been to agriamerica.com? What are you waiting for? One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcast. Ag news from the best reporters and podcasters, plus a steady stream of country hits for free. AgriAmerica, the place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab to the truck to the barn to the kitchen, AgriAmerica is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. AgriAmerica.
Have you ever met a nematode? Probably not. But this sneaky ingrate and its billions of friends steal soybean yields right out from under your nose. Nematodes cause up to $1.5 billion in soybean revenue loss each year. And if that's not enough, they also amplify sudden death syndrome. Why? Because they're microscopic good-for-nothing thieves, that's why. Take action against these yield-stealing jerks with Alevo soybean seed treatment from BASF, the only proven winner against both SEN and SDS. And remember to always read and follow label directions.
Hogs are mixed. Soybeans, cattle, and corn are lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in corn genetics, offering more than 50 lines of the highest performing corn featuring a broad range of traits. Stein has yield. Soybeans are lower today. Brazil's harvest continues to move slower than average, with more rain in the near-term forecast for some areas. Export sales were bearish, and that does reflect Brazil's current price advantage. March beans are down 15 and a quarter at 10.45 and a quarter. May's 14 lower at 10.61 and a quarter. March soybean meal's down 4.80 at 3.05, and March soybean oil's 4 points lower at 44.93. Corn's down, watching the potential crop stress due to dry weather in Argentina and southern Brazil. Export sales were below a week ago, and ethanol production dropped more than expected last week. March corn's down 6 1/4 at 490 and three quarters. May's 5 3/4 lower at 501 and three quarters. Wheat's up. Exports out of Russia and Ukraine have slowed down, and India's crop could see some heat stress. The trade's monitoring precipitation, mostly in the U.S. hard red winter region. March Chicago's up 5 1/4 at 567 and three quarters. March Kansas City's 9 higher at 589 and a quarter. March Minneapolis wheat's now up 6 1/4 at 620. Live and feeder cattle are down sharply on the midday drop in beef. Some light direct cattle trade is being reported, with another round of sharply higher than a week ago prices. February live's down 232 at 204.70. April's 350 lower at 201.45. March feeders are down 232 at 272.97. April feeders are 257 lower at 272.02. And hogs are mixed on spread trade and the weak midday move in pork. Midwest butcher markets are a dollar higher. The major direct markets are not reported due to confidentiality. February lean's up 40 at 84.30. April's 30 higher at 91.62. Crude oil's firm. John Perkins, Brownfield Market Update.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC, is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milker Center. Call 608-549-6490.
Cold weather and potato quality. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Potatoes are grown in several very cold states, Wisconsin, Minnesota, North Dakota, and Colorado, for example. And this recent Arctic blast that hit the U.S. was concerning for areas where potatoes are in storage. Christine Lindner is with Wisconsin-based Alsum Farms and Produce.
Potatoes, if left out in the elements too long, do freeze and then are unedible as their quality is deteriorates.
She explains how farms like theirs protect potatoes when the weather turns cold.
On-site potato storage bins right next to our packing and wash shed. So what we do in those negative 20 temperatures is actually use water to flume the potatoes underneath our parking lot into our wash shed, so they are never exposed to those elements. So it's definitely production plans and lots of forward thinking. And if we're bringing in potatoes from out around the countryside, whether it's Colorado or North Dakota with some of our partners, we're putting our reefer trucks at a 50 degree continuous run to prevent any challenges with the cold weather, and then tucking them away into our storage bins as well.
And that's a little insight on how potatoes survive the winter. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcasts. At agriamerica.com, you'll find ag news from the best reporters and podcasters. AgriAmerica streams nonstop ag news and country hits for free. The place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab, to the truck, to the barn, to the kitchen, AgriAmerica is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. AgriAmerica.
Pests are trying to turn parts of the corn belt into the corn rootworm belt. But DeKalb brand says, not on our watch. Crush corn rootworm with DeKalb brand SmartStax Pro with RNAi technology. It's the outstanding yield potential of DeKalb corn with advanced protection against corn rootworm. When pest pressure is highest, hit back your hardest. Talk to your DeKalb representative. Never settle. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetoon with Timsock Auction Realty with sale results and upcoming events. Snowy sale day and a small but good crowd. Large squares topped at $180 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Online only auction ending February 12th at 6 p.m. Soft close. Sale includes lots of good tools, guitars, outdoor items, household and appliances, and much more. It is worth a look. Go to www.timsockauctionrealty.com or call 608-723-4020 for more info. This is Chase Hestetoon. Have a great day.
Hey, rock and rollers! I always wanted to say that. This is Bo, and I'm filling in for Phil Knee. Since Phil lost his voice early this week, he needs me to tell you about Those Were the Days Radio this Saturday night.